Welcome to the Christ Church of Orinoco Impact Ministry Podcast. On this episode, we're talking to two of our youngest members about their experience this summer at Maranatha Bible Camp. Maranatha Bible Camp is an impact partner of Christ Church as they work to help young people discover completeness in Jesus through retreats and summer camps. Our hope through this conversation is that you would be encouraged toward prayer for and generosity toward Maranatha Bible Camp. We hope you enjoy this conversation. Well, guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast. I have a couple of questions. First question I have for you, Mr. Robbie, have you ever been on a podcast before?
No.
Do you know what a podcast is?
Yes.
What is a podcast?
Well, some people ask questions to someone and they answer it while they're on video or microphone.
That's true. You can be an audio or a video podcast. That's pretty good. Miss Ellie, have you ever been on a podcast before?
Nope.
Nope. Do you know what a podcast is?
Yep.
What do you think a podcast is?
Something that people listen to have fun and learn about something new.
That's true. Robbie, do you know who's going to be listening to this podcast?
No.
Do you know Ellie? No. Well, let me tell you about who's going to be listening to this podcast. The church that you guys go to. Do you know the name of the church you go to?
Christ Church of
Orinoco. Christ Church of Orinoco. So this podcast is for Christ Church of Orinoco, for you two to tell them about your experience at Maranatha Bible Camp this summer. So let's let the church get to know you guys a little bit. Good sir, to my right, could you please tell me your name, how old you are, and what grade you are in?
My name's Robert Wood. Robert J. Wood.
Robert J. Wood.
And I'm 9 years old, and I'm in fourth grade.
You're going into fourth grade this upcoming school year, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited about fourth grade?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I've already done it, but I'm excited for you. Do you think I passed fourth grade?
Sure.
Thanks for the confidence. I like it. Miss over here on my left, what is your name? How old are you? What grade are you going into?
Eleanor Catherine Dalrymple, and I'm going into third grade.
Third grade. That is so exciting. So since we're using our full names, my full name is Drake Tyler Holderman. I am out of the third and the fourth grade, and I'm excited to be hanging out with you guys for this podcast. First question. This is one of the most important questions. I'm going to give it to you, Mr. Robbie. Do you think that bears are ticklish? Like grizzly bear?
Yeah.
You do? Why do you think they're ticklish?
I don't know. Every person and animal has a ticklish spot.
You think so?
Yeah,
have you ever seen like a YouTube video or have you ever tried to tickle a bear?
No.
No? Would you ever try to tickle a bear?
I mean, with a long, long stick, maybe.
With a long, long...
No.
How long would the stick need to be?
Probably like long enough where I couldn't run away and it would still be following me. Yeah,
that's a good length. Good length. Miss Ellie, what about you? Do you think that bears are ticklish?
Probably not.
Probably not. Now, are there bears at Maranatha Bible Camp? Did you guys happen to see any bears at Maranatha?
Mm-mm.
So pretty bear-free place. That's pretty good because we don't want to be close to bears. Now, speaking of Maranatha Bible Camp, Miss Ellie, how many times have you been to camp? Do you know?
Four times.
Four times. This was your fourth time? Was it the best time? Yeah. Mr. Robbie, how many times have you been to Maranatha Bible Camp?
One.
Well, this was your first time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so exciting. I'm so excited. So we have one person, Miss Ellie, who's been to camp four times. Mr. Robbie has been to camp one time. This is so fun. This is going to be some cool experience. Now, next question. Do you think cats like chips and salsa?
No.
Ellie? Oh, Robert said absolutely not. Why not? You don't think they...
No.
Why?
Because that would be... I don't know.
You think it'd be gross?
Well, yeah, because dogs eat almost everything. Cats, I don't know.
Do you like chips and salsa?
Yes.
You do, but you don't think cats would?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's something to do with their taste buds?
No, I just think they have a main thing to eat, and it's cat food.
Are you a fan of cats?
Like,
So you don't want them to enjoy chips and salsa is what you're saying?
They can enjoy whatever they want. I just don't want them near me.
You don't want cats near you, just in general? Why? Why not?
Because I'm afraid of cats.
Oh, you're afraid of them? And if you're eating chips and salsa, you don't want them around you.
No, they're going to Well, they might steal my food, but they might steal your food. They won't. Yeah.
That's true. How many chips and salsa, like bowls of salsa, do you think you can eat in one sitting?
Two
bowls. How big are these bowls?
This big.
Like a soup bowl kind of size? I like that. So you say they would not like chips and salsa. Miss Ellie, do you think cats would like chips and salsa?
Yes.
Oh, you do? So why do you think they would?
Because if you just crunch the chips up a tinier and then put the salsa in and mix it together, I think they would eat some of it.
Yeah, you think they would eat some of it? You think they would like it? Were there any cats at Maranatha, Robbie?
No.
So who was at Maranatha then? Like, who did you see? Was it your church? Was it other people? Were there a lot of animals? What kind of things were happening at Maranatha?
Well, there was church. There was the church, some of the people of the church, and there was a snake.
There was a snake? What kind of snake? Do you know?
It was like a girl snake because she had babies.
It was a girl snake. There were baby snakes there?
Well, they were eggs.
They were, okay. Interesting. So snakes lay eggs. I did not know this. I don't know anything about snakes. But I do know this. They do like chips and salsa. Did you know that?
I know.
Biggest question, are they ticklish?
No.
No, you don't think so?
I don't know.
You don't know. Do you think they're ticklish, Ellie, snakes?
No.
Did you see this snake at Maranatha?
Yes.
So did everybody see this snake?
No, but a lot of people tried to touch it, but I...
What? They were trying to touch a snake?
Yeah, it was so slimy. And they were trying to get the egg. We had to go get the person who had it.
Gotcha.
And it got away.
The snake got away. That's pretty good. So at Maranatha Bible Camp this summer, you guys saw a snake. But I'm also curious as to other things that you did this summer. So Mr. Robbie, since this was your first time at Maranatha Bible Camp, I want to see through your experience kind of what a day at camp looked like. So give me one day and kind of walk me through what a day at camp looked like.
Well, we woke up and then we went to eat breakfast. Sometimes we would go straight to worship and then do the thingy.
By thingy, what do you mean?
Like someone would preach.
Oh, someone would preach in the worship service?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. What happened after the worship service?
We would go outside.
Nice. Did you play games outside?
Yes. We did like a... it was some hunt. I can't remember.
Oh, like a scavenger hunt?
Yes.
That's what it was?
And then we did, we also did devotion time.
Cool. Devotion time?
I thought I called it divination on accident.
Divination. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's two different things and completely. Mm-hmm. That's cool. What happened in devotion time? What did you do?
We answered some questions in our Camp Maranatha booklet thingy, and then we would look in the Bible and... find the answers.
Very cool. Yes. So it's kind of like a scavenger hunt in your Bible too, a little bit, right?
Yeah.
That's very cool. I love it. So he mentioned a few things that you guys did. I'm curious, Ellie, how was the food at Maranatha Bible Camp? Pretty tasty?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your best meal. What was your favorite meal you had at camp?
Probably the first meal, the mac and cheese.
Ooh, mac and cheese, huh? Did you like the mac and cheese, Robbie?
I don't like cheese.
Oh, you don't like cheese. So not a big fan of the mac and cheese. But what was your favorite meal?
Breakfast.
The breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Did they have the same thing every morning or was it different?
No, it is different, but me and Carson ate a lot of oranges.
So you and your friend Carson were eating oranges all morning long, huh?
A lot of oranges, not all morning long. I need room for stuff, too.
You need room for other stuff, too. You got to save room for lunch. So, in the worship service, Miss Ellie, I see you brought your booklet. So, did you write during the worship service, or was that more in your devotion time?
It was probably more in my devotion time.
Gotcha.
I made a group with my friends.
You made a group with your friends? What kind of things did you write in your booklet?
This was one of them. It was a memory verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do you know where that's found in the Bible? Does it say Proverbs in there?
No.
Oh, that's just one you guys came up with from your own? Wow. Look at that. That's pretty cool. So you did the devotion time with your friends Robbie, did you get to do devotion time with your friends?
Mm-hmm.
So with your friend Carson, you ate oranges. Did you do devotion time with Carson too?
Yeah, and Ethan.
And Ethan? Wow, you had a good time. Who are some of your friends, Miss Ellie, at camp?
Melody and I forgot all the other.
Yeah, but you had a lot of friends there. So at Maranatha Bible Camp, you got to spend time learning about God, worshiping God, studying the Bible, but you got to do it with your friends?
Mm-hmm.
Was that fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was the most fun thing? And it doesn't have to be worship time or devotion time, but what was the most fun thing you did with one of your friends or your group of friends? You want to start, Robbie?
Sure.
Okay. What was it?
Probably, I can't think of one. There was a lot.
But you had fun though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Ellie, did you do something specific that you remember that was really fun?
The zip line.
Wait, you did a zip line? They have a zip line at camp? How big is this zip line, you think? Like, describe it by another object that you know to be about the same size.
I know it was bigger than this table.
Well, I would hope so, because this table is about 3 feet long. So that would be a very short zip line. Is it like, let me give you some examples. Is it like as long as a football field? Is it as long as a pickup truck? Where would you put it? Between pickup truck and football field, what would you say it's closer to?
Probably football field.
Okay, so like almost 100 yards long or maybe bigger. That's pretty crazy. Robbie, did you do the zip line?
Mm-hmm.
Was it pretty big in your opinion as well?
Yeah, it was really big.
So, okay, Ellie just said it was about as long as a football field. How tall do you think it was? Was it about as tall as you? As tall as me, as tall as a water tower. How tall do you think it was?
Two water towers.
Whoa, two water towers tall? That is so big.
Well, yeah, on the ground probably, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That is so fun. Was it a little scary to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got over your fear and did it?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, give me nucks. That's exciting. And Ellie, you did it as well, you said?
Yep.
That is so fun. That is so, so fun. So you got to do Bible stuff with your friends, worship stuff with your friends, fun games. Any silly stories that you remember? Oh, Ellie, you have a silly, silly story? What happened at camp that was so silly?
So one time in the morning, Melody was still asleep, and I woke up like at 5 or something.
You woke up at 5 a.m. to pray to Jesus? Is that why you woke up so early?
Well, because people take the showers. Oh. So.
Kind of loud.
Uh-huh.
So what happened with Miss Melody at 5 a.m.?
Okay, so I was going to brush my hair. Well, I couldn't find my brush, so I thought they were Melody. And I was like, you're just in that. And then I noticed it was someone else.
Oh, really? Were they kind of confused?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I love it. Thanks for sharing that story. What about you, Robbie? Any silly things that happened at camp with you and your friends?
Well, we were doing a dodgeball tournament against the adults.
Wait a second. You guys were playing dodgeball against the adults?
Mm-hmm.
Was that fair? Were there more of you than them?
Yeah.
Okay, so you outnumbered them. Even though they're bigger, you outnumbered them?
No, they destroyed us.
Oh, they destroyed you? Okay. Where were you playing dodgeball at camp?
In the room in...
Like your bunk room?
Yes.
Like the dorms?
Yes.
Really? So uh-huh. It was kind of close quarters and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, but you got to play. So what happened during the dodgeball?
Well, we all got out and there was one person left and he surrendered.
Wait, he surrendered?
Yes, he dropped all the dodgeballs and just said, I'm done.
No, we don't want to tell who that was because he shouldn't have surrendered, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you this. If you were the last person in there, remember you're a 9-year-old kid. On the other side of the dodgeball court is a bunch of grown adult men. Would you have surrendered or would you have stayed to fight?
I would stay to fight.
You would have? Mm-hmm. Do you think you would have beaten all of them? Oh, you wouldn't? But you would have at least stayed to fight. You wouldn't have surrendered, huh?
No.
So that's pretty fun that you got to play dodgeball. Did you ever get anybody good? Did you like hit somebody with a dodgeball?
Yeah, we had. That's the last time we had teams.
Mm-hmm.
And we got 8 people out and then I caught the death ball and then I let go of it.
I'm sorry.
And our team ended.
Caught the what?
Death ball.
What is this?
It's a black ball that they put in the middle of the game, and if you hit the team, they're done. They can't go on.
Really?
Like, if you get hit one person in the team, that means their whole team's dead.
No way.
Mm-hmm. And so I caught it and let go of
you
it.
You caught it?
Yeah.
So is that good?
No.
Oh, you're not supposed to touch it at all.
No, no. I caught it and then I let go of it. That means our team lost.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Did you get him back like the next game or anything?
No, our team was out.
Oh, your team was completely out. Did you get to hit any of the adult leaders with one of the dodgeballs?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to name
who
you hit.
They all had two lives and...
Wait, they all got two lives? No, Matt, no wonder they beat you.
I'm pretty sure that I got Michael two or three times. I'm not even...
Okay, so what you're saying on air is Mr. Michael DeFazio is a cheater. I want you to say Michael's a cheater into the microphone.
Michael is a cheater.
You heard it here first, folks. Michael DeFazio.
And I'm going to his house today.
You gonna deal with this?
No, I shouldn't. Oh. He's nice.
He's nice, but he's a cheater. Okay, so we cleared the air. Michael cheats at dodgeball. So against 9-year-olds.
And I can't tell Michael because he was my soccer coach for 4 years. So.
Oh man. This is crazy. We'll talk to Michael about this cheating and stuff. I don't know. Maybe he's not welcome back at camp next year if he keeps doing that stuff.
No, he's nice.
Oh, he is nice. Okay, I forgot. You said he was nice. Yeah. Well, okay. So you had fun. You had fun moments with your friends. But you guys mentioned earlier about worshiping and going to worship services. Was there a particular person in the Bible or book in the Bible that you guys focused on during the week?
Esther.
Esther? Okay. Esther's book in the Old or New Testament? Do you remember?
Old
Testament, my man. Yep. Old, definitely. So, Miss Ellie, did you also study the book of Esther?
Yep.
What do you remember about Esther? So, Esther, she was what was her like title? Was it like, was she a princess? Was she a queen? Do you remember?
Queen.
She was a queen. Do you remember the king's name? You guys remember? It starts with an X. Kind of a funny name.
Oh, was it S?
Very close.
Xerxes.
Xerxes. It's such a weird name.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might name
King
my next
Xerxes.
Kid Xerxes, you know? Should I?
No.
No, okay, I won't.
Well,
definitely not naming him Michael after the story.
I told my dad that my favorite books in the Bible are John, Colossians, and Matthew. And I said, I'm going to name him that, but he asked me to name my son Colossians.
Your dad wants you to name your son, his future grandson, Colossians?
Yeah, that's what my dad told me.
Fun name. Oh, you don't think it's a fun name?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, Colossians. No, that's a book.
Yeah.
Not a person.
Come on, dad. Such a weirdo. Yeah. Okay, so Esther, she's a queen, but was there something like going on back in the day when Queen Esther was queen that was not good? Do you guys remember? Did you talk about this at camp?
Well, when every time someone would go up there and the king didn't want to talk to them,
mm-hmm.
they could get killed.
Yeah, it was a pretty serious thing to go
but
talk to the king.
Esther took a big risk.
She did. Why did she take a big risk? Were her friends and family's lives at stake?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? Like
the town she was living in.
Oh, yeah.
The gigantic city, yes.
All of the people that were her people, the Jews, were mm-hmm. at stake because there was an evil man. Do you guys remember the evil man's name? Also kind of a funny name. They had funny names back in the Bible, didn't they?
Does it start with an R?
No, your name starts with an R. It starts with an H-A-M-A-N, Haman. You remember Haman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was trying to get all Esther's people, the Jews, to be hurt really bad. But Esther didn't want that to happen. So what'd you say she did? She had to go talk to who?
The king.
The king. And she basically said, listen, this is not going well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who helped Esther? Do you remember another guy's name? Also a weird name. Not as weird as Colossians, though.
Paul?
Paul. He is in the Bible. But it wasn't Paul. It was her older cousin named Mordecai. You remember Mordecai?
Yeah, Mordecai.
Yeah, Mordecai. What do you remember about Mordecai?
Well, the guy named Haman,
mm-hmm.
he became, because the king was gone, mm-hmm. and he was like doing something, I think, and he went up to talk to him, and then he wanted everyone to bow down. Haman wanted everyone to bow down to him,
mm-hmm.
and then Mordecai didn't bow down to him.
Yeah. Well, who did Mordecai bow down to? Do you remember who the only person he would bow down to was?
Jesus.
Yeah, God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He bowed down to God, and he wasn't going to bow down to Haman, an evil man. So, yeah, he encouraged Esther because Esther was in this this really good place to be able to help her people to go and speak to the king, which you call, what did you say it was? It was a big what? It was a big risk to do. Yeah, because she could get in a lot of trouble if she went and talked to the king without permission. But what happened after she talked to the king? Did it go well or not?
The king did a thing where he would pick the prettiest girl, or like he would pick the best someone.
Yeah, he was looking for a girlfriend to be his queen,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah, and she didn't put on any like makeup or not makeup, whatever they called it.
I don't know. I don't do any makeup stuff.
Dress or anything, yeah. And she still picked her.
Yeah, she was chosen to be his queen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then because she was the queen, she was able to talk to him about saving the Jewish people and all that stuff. Mm. And then after she did, it went well, and well for the Jews, but not for Haman. Did you guys ever get to that part? We probably don't need to talk about it on air. It's kind of a crazy story. You can ask Miss Olivia and your moms about it after the podcast.
No, so, it's okay.
You're going to ask me now? Do you remember what happened?
No, but
talk
I know.
About it?
I know when they got, when King Xerxes got back,
mm-hmm.
he was like, what's happening? Because the queen, Esther was telling him all about this stuff that happened. And he was like, what is happening? Haman's doing what? And then he got so mad, he kind of like walked out of the room.
Yeah.
Wow. What's his name? Mordecai was doing something. Mordecai. I can't remember it.
Yeah. Mr. Haman died, though. Let's just say it like that. So last question, your favorite moment of the week. It can be something you already said, like the snake or the zip line, or it could be something that we haven't talked about at all yet. But if you will, if think about that moment, you will never forget, even when you're as old as your moms and dads, which is not that old, but
that's
a little
old.
Bit old.
That's my mom's. Woo.
I wouldn't talk about that on air. You can talk about Mr. Michael cheating, but you don't talk about your mama, dude.
She's so, right there.
She's right there. I know. I can't see her, but I bet she's smiling at you because she loves you. Is that true? Or
no.
Is she glaring at you?
She's smiling.
So your favorite thing, when you're as old as your mom,
mm-hmm.
how like what's the thing you think you're still going to remember about this week at Maranatha Bible Camp? Like you'll never forget it. Ellie, do you want to start?
Making all these new friends.
All these new friends. That's super exciting. Is that one of your favorite parts about camp? That you get to spend it with your friends? Get to go zip lining with your friends, do devotions with your friends, memorize the Bible verse from Proverbs with your friends. That's so cool. Mr. Robbie, the one moment that you think you may never forget.
Same thing she said.
Your friends?
Mm-hmm.
So eating oranges with Carson, playing dodgeball with your buddies, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And nine square and swimming at 8 o'clock and yeah.
Nice. So I'm going to ask you to remember, you're talking to people from our church, right? And every summer we go to camp with our kids ministry. If there's a mom or a dad who are listening to this podcast and they're wondering, should they send their kid to camp next summer? What would you say? Yes or no?
Well, if Michael cheats again, maybe, but yeah.
You think they should go?
Uh-huh.
What about you, Miss Ellie?
Definitely.
Do you think they should go?
Definitely
go to Maranatha Bible Camp. Well, so cool. Guys, thank you so much for doing this podcast with us. Your church thinks you're awesome. I'm sure that everybody that you went to Maranatha Bible Camp is going to be stoked to hear this episode. And we look forward to Maranatha Bible Camp next year. Will you guys be there?
Yep.
Are you going?
Yeah.
You can still go another year with the middle school. That's pretty big. You excited to be in middle school?
Uh-huh.
Man. And Ellie, you have one more year of kids camp. That's exciting. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.